paragraph Lamed Gimel, Sicha Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Nazal had another conversation on the topic of emunah, faith, and he said, in the world, among religious people, emunah is a minor item. They don't talk a lot about it, they don't spend a lot of time talking about it or focusing on it, but by me, emunah is something very, very big, very important, something that we need to have a lot of time and study and chizuk to get encouragement and motivation and inspiration regarding emunah. And Rabbi Nazar said again, the most important thing is, the true emunah is when it's without any philosophizing, any questioning, just with pure simplicity, like the women and the very simple folk, the shoemakers and those kind of people, that kind of emunah, that's what Rabbi Nazar felt was very special and something that each and every Jew should strive to have, that kind of faith in Hashem, in Torah, in Tzadikim. And if a person wants to learn about it, watch them. Watch these women. Watch these simple folk, those who are believers, and try to emulate that. Try to get to that kind of level. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. Rabbi Nazar says that emunah, faith, is considered like charity, like giving charity. As the Pasuk says in Chumash Bereishis, chapter 15, Vehem in Bashem, Avram Avinu believed in Hashem, Vayachsheveho lo itztaka, and Hashem considered it a charitable act. And Rabbi Nazal says that through emunah, a person is zeichet to children. Because the word emunah, Aleph Mem Vav Nun Hey, is bigimatria 102, just like the word bonim. The word bonim is 102. Interesting to note, it's not mentioned here, the Shulchan Aruch, when it speaks about a couple that's married for 10 years and they don't have children, whether they're permitted to or supposed to divorce at that point, one of the criteria that's mentioned is Eretz Yisrael. That it's not the same living in Eretz Yisrael or not living in Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is emunah. There's a pasuk, Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emunah. Live in the land and pasture, be nourished by emunah, faith. So the holiness and the bracha of Eretz Yisrael has a lot to do with this issue of children. There was actually an incident where one of Rabbi Nazal's students, Reb Doiv, who was not zeichet to children, and before Rabbi Nazal was leaving for Eretz Yisrael, he approached Rabbi Nazal and he asked him for children. And Rabbi Nazal said to him, give tzedakah, that through tzedakah you'll be zeichet to children. And then Reb Doiv said, I can't. Obviously he knew that at that point he literally couldn't. So Rabbi Nazal said to him, then have faith, have emunah, because emunah is considered like tzedakah, based on this pasuk by Avram Avinu, Vehem in Bashem vayashaveh lo tzedakah. And sure enough, this Reb Doiv had children, etc. We see more about this later on in Sichas Aran. Regarding this sikh about emunah being considered like tzedakah, one of the Meforshim, I believe it's the Bnei Yisachar, explains that when we talk about emunah, just about anything else that a person does in Yiddishkeit, it's coming from Hashem. It's coming from Hashem. Chachma, we say Hashem, Ato choinein liodom das. You Hashem are the one who gives das. Give me das. Give me chachma. Give me money. Give me parnasa. Give me health. Whereas when we talk about a person having faith in Hashem, believing in Hashem, that's something that to a certain degree has to come from the person. That's something that the person is giving. He's giving of himself to be able to make that step. Because again, everything else has das to it. Anything else in the world has logic, has rationale to it. Emunah is the one thing. Emunah, faith, is not what you don't see, which you don't understand. Without chachma. And that's the point that's being mentioned here, and that it's considered like charity, meaning it's considered that you're giving something. Because the fact that you don't understand, and despite the fact that you don't understand, you're prepared to do, just like when the Jews said, Na'aseh v'nishma on Har Sinai. When Hashem said, I'm offering you the Torah, you're prepared to commit or not? They said, yes. Sight unseen. Before we see what it says, if you're the one who's making the offer, if Hashem is offering it, we know it's good. That's considered giving, kavyocha, giving to Hashem. That's considered a form of tztaka. Sicha Lamed Hei, 35. And this is a famous quote from Rabbi Nazal. Rabbi Nassau said that a major atheism is coming to the world. And he said this many times, that the world is going to be hit with a major lack of faith, where it's going to become normal, very normal, for thousands or millions of people not to believe, not to have faith in Hashem, not to believe in Hashem at all. And Rabbi Nassau said, unfortunately, this is due to our many sins. And he said, fortunate will be the person who will fortify himself with emunah during these times. Then he went on to say, even though the fact that I'm saying this now isn't going to help at all, and the fact that I'm saying there's going to be this flood of apikursis and people need to strengthen themselves in emunah, because even though I said this, the apikursis is going to be very strong. And he said, because we know, if you go back generations, Daniel, the prophet Daniel, said the same thing. He said that before the coming of Moshiach, Yisbararu v'yislabnu v'yitzarfu rabim. Many, many people are going to be tested in all kinds of different ways. V'hirshiu harishoim. And the evil people are going to go with evil. They're going to do all kinds of terrible things. V'hamaskilim yovinu. And those people who are very smart, they're going to understand. They're going to get it. They're going to know what the world is really all about. So therefore, once Daniel said this, he spelled this out very clearly, that there's going to be this test before the coming of Moshiach, and there's going to be a whole refinement process, just like before the Jews left Egypt. We know there were tests, and 4/5 were left behind. It's only Vachamushim, 1/5, 20% made it out. And a person who is zoche to withstand the test and be strong and firm in his faith, that person is very fortunate, and he'll be zoche to all the blessings of Olam Haba, which the prophets told us about. And again, that being the case, that Daniel said this, and this is written in the Torah in different places, you would think that any normal religious Jew, even on basic religious Jew, would have sense and would have pity on himself to be solid in his faith in Hashem, in the written Torah, in the oral Torah, in tzaddikim, and therefore it wouldn't be any test anymore because we've been warned in advance. It's been spelled out very clearly. But Rabbi Nassau said, I'm telling you that that's not the case. That even though they informed us and they told us all about this, it's going to be a very big, difficult test, and many people are not going to pass it. Many people, v'rabim yarshiu, as the Pasuk says. And Rabbi Nassau said, despite this, I am telling you this, for the small few people that are going to fortify themselves with faith. They're not going to go with the flow. They're going to be serious and loyal, 100% loyal to Hashem with emunah. And he says, and those people are going to have many battles in their minds. Their conscious and their subconscious is going to fight them also with all kinds of doubts and everything. And for them, it'll be a consolation a little bit when they see that this has been written, that it was written. We were told up front clearly that this is going to be a major test before the coming of Mashiach, and many people are going to fail. Once a person knows that, he knows to be serious. And if he falls into doubts at certain times, to put himself back in line. Paragraph 36, Rabbi Nassau said there's going to come a time when the most minimally religious person will be extraordinary, will be considered special like the Baal Shem Tov. As special as the Baal Shem Tov, as much of a chiddush as the Baal Shem Tov was during his time, that he was unique, very special, that's how special there's going to come a time as we get closer to the coming of Mashiach, when a simple Jew who performs mitzvahs, basic, simple mitzvahs properly, will be a chiddush like the Baal Shem Tov. And we find that in Chayim Moharan and in Koich Veor, there they quote, they make this a little bit sharper, that Rabbi Nassau said there's going to come a time when a simple Jew who washes his hands for bread will be a major chiddush like the Baal Shem Tov. We know that any example that Rabbi Nassau chose, every word that came out of his mouth was calculated. We know that today, again, there are people who for tens of different reasons do not wash their hands for bread. What do you mean? I washed my hands before. I use soap, and I use liquid soap, and I use this. People, different kinds of modern thinkers and everything, where again, spilling the stuff with the cup on the two hands, that's archaic. That's, you know, they did that, you know, in the cavemen. We're modern, man. I got the thing on my wall, the sanitary thing, you know, the water from the sink. I don't know how pure that is, but I spray some of this stuff on my hand, and now I know my hands are clean. I can eat bread, I can eat tomatoes, you know, no difference. That's one issue. We have another issue. We know, for example, the Gemara says in Baba Metzia that eating bread is a very important part of an observant Jew's day. The Gemara says that a person who eats bread in the morning for breakfast, which is the major, major meal of the day, it protects the person from 83 different sicknesses. That's the Gemara. That's not a Medrash, it's not a Kabbalah. It's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that after a person finishes Shacharis, before they go to study, they should eat Pas Shacharis. They should have Pas Shacharis. The Medrash says, if you hear a person talking during the day and they're saying unintelligent things, probably they haven't had wheat that day. They haven't eaten their bread. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word chita, ches tes hei, is bigematria 22. We know that the alphabet, Lashon Kodesh, the Hebrew language, is comprised of 22 letters of the alphabet. The Zohar HaKadosh says chita is the key that opens up the Aleph Beis. It opens up the Torah to a person. Person wants to study Torah, he should eat bread, pas shacharis, wheat. This will open his mind. Today we know there are thousands of people, and medical people, and nutrition, everything, who discourage people emphatically from carbohydrates, wheat, bread. These are all dirty words in many places. Who eats bread? People from the Dark Ages, but we don't eat bread. We have other things, etc., etc. And the fact that Rabbi Nizal chose this example, that a simple person who washes his hands for bread. And here again, who has time to eat bread? Who has time to say Birkas HaMazon? That takes like 2.5 minutes, you know, if you say it slowly and everything. It's orange juice, it's cake, it's every excuse in the world. Rabbi Nizal gave this example of a simple Jew. And again, I can talk from the privilege that I had of being in the presence of Talmidei Chachamim in Breslov, Rabbi Rosenfeld, Zichrono Livracha, who lived in New York, and there wasn't a day just about that he didn't wash. He had a bagel every single day, 6 days a week. He had a bagel and eggs in the morning for Pas Shacharis, and he encouraged his students to eat Pas Shacharis. And on Shabbos, there was bread at each and every meal. Reb Michal, Zichrono Livracha, who came from a completely different part of the world, grew up in Russia, bread Pas Shacharis every single day. There was one point in his life when, for different health reasons, he was told to eat black bread, shifon, bread from shifon, from rye, I believe it is. And he tried it, and he saw it made a difference in his digestion, and he switched to it during the weekdays. But for Shabbos, he continued to have his standard, regular, white challah. And then towards a later part in his life, we're talking about when he was 92, 93 years old, and the digestion, everything was even more delicate. He said, even Shabbos, I'm allowed to have shifon, there's nothing wrong, it's not treif. And he would buy rolls, lachmaniot, small rolls from black bread. And he said that in Russia, growing up in Russia, everybody knew that the black bread is healthier, the white bread is, you know. But this issue of bread and washing for bread being an important part of a person's day, we know that according to halacha, when a person washes for bread, they avoid hundreds or maybe thousands of questions of brachas during a meal. A person sits down and eating different foods. Which bracha comes first? Can I make a bracha on this if it's mixed in with the other thing? Maybe it's considered insignificant and you don't have to make a bracha. If a person washes for bread, automatically that covers 99% of anything that's included in that seating, other than if they're going to have fruit for dessert or certain other things, but it eliminates a lot of complicated laws. The Vilna Gaon, I believe, said that the most difficult laws in Shulchan Aruch are the laws of brachas, because he said that's where you have the most unresolved debates, where there are things still left as debates among the great rabbis. So this is one of the ways of a person leading a simpler life, that when it's possible, and especially if, for those who can, in the morning, pas shacharis, washing, it's an al netilas sedayim. One of the outstanding leaders in Breslov, I believe it was the Bir Likutim, once said that you're talking about 7 brachas. Al netilas yadayim, hamotzi, and birchas hamazon is 4 brachas. You know, he mentioned, who would want to cut that out of their diet? Daily diet. That if a person washes for bread, automatically that means they know that they're making seven brachas that a person who doesn't wash for bread isn't. To live our lives with emunah pshuta, to follow the words of the Torah and the tzaddikim, and it should give us good health physically and spiritually. Mm-hmm.